When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
It's time for our August Between You and Us episode.
Welcome.
Welcome to our show where we read reviews, and this time we're reading reviews that you sent to us that you found on the internet.
Yes, and you emailed them to us at beach2sandy@gmail.com with Between You and Us in the subject.
When Alexander and I look through the folder, that we have a whole folder with like hundreds of them, and when we're like looking for ones to read during the episode, you just hear us go like, "Ha!"
It's pretty annoying.
And then we're like, I can't tell you what it is.
Yeah.
I can't tell you what it is.
And then it's pretty obnoxious. Go to tell her something. I'm like, well, it's...
It's about a place.
You'll find out.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're very excited to reveal these to one another.
Yes, we love these. Okay. Yeah. So... why don't you get us started?
Okay, let's see. I'm trying to decide which one to start with.
It's tough.
It is,
right?
Got
some goodies today. I know I do.
Yeah, they're all so different. I'm going to read this one. This was sent in by Courtney.
Hi, Courtney.
She said, I was trying to explain your podcast to my brother and started Googling our local beaches. I stumbled across Pier 60 Park in Clearwater Beach, Florida. So this is the review that, Courtney sent in. Thank you, Courtney. It is a 1-star review by Cole of a beach in Clearwater Beach, Florida. It's too crowded. And I got coughed on, so I won't be back. End of review.
How dare that random passerby.
It's too sandy, water's too wet, and I got coughed on.
What if this were like Black Mirror and you could like rate other people? That cough person would be...
oh, oof. They would have learned a long time ago not to do that, though.
They would be,
to be fair.
One of those dregs of society.
The dregs, indeed. Typically, the reviewers are the dregs.
Exactly.
So this is quite a twist. Thank you, Courtney.
It's a double whammy.
All right, your turn, Zadie.
Okay, I've got one from Ab.
Ab?
A-B.
That's your initials almost. Not quite.
My initials are Abs. You can guess why.
Sandy, Gio just stuck his half of his face in the door.
Snout in the door.
Yeah. Gio, come on, you can open it.
He doesn't know how to open doors.
Well, I just taught him. He's practicing.
He's so bad at it. He thinks that a door means he can't, which I think is probably a good thing.
It's been pretty good until we got an air conditioner in our room, so I have to keep the door leaned closed. And then every time he comes in, he just stands out there and goes...
so annoying.
Until I climb out of bed.
Groaning and stuff. Okay. Anyway.
He gave up. Your turn.
Here's a review. They said, I've been listening to this podcast since it started ages ago in December, and it has grown to be my absolute favorite podcast.
Aww. Who is this?
Ab.
Oh. Right.
I'm just going
to
say
Six Pack is what I like to call them.
Exactly. So what they did was they found random Google Maps ratings of the Andes Mountains.
Oh, God.
And so, I have a few for you.
I can only imagine.
Here's a 5-star from Troy. Love watching my kids fall off the mountain. Great experience as I saw them fall to their death. End of review. Yes.
Call Derek Morgan at the BAU. There's a serial killer on the loose. And it is a dad in Teva sandals.
Oh, I picture Troy.
Went,
oh, yeah.
Really weird.
Oh, yeah. Evan said, 5 stars. I fell off. I like it, but I broke my bones.
Dad was waving at me from the top.
Maria said, 5 stars. Was never there. Just beautiful view of nature. which is, to me, very sweet of them.
How does she know, though?
Pictures?
I guess.
And then here's one final one from Rosalie. 3 stars. Cool place? Never been. Had to do a science project on it. That made it lame. If you had free airplane tickets, I wouldn't recommend going here. Maybe go to a place like Paris where there isn't PALT boundary to write about. God bless.
Megan got to cover Paris. I had to cover this mountain.
I think they meant a plate boundary. So that's why I was confused there.
What the hell is a plate boundary?
Like tectonic plates. Like in case of earthquakes or something. I don't know.
I guess it's something that if we had watched her diorama presentation, mm-hmm. we would know.
Exactly. I think that's our fault for not paying attention.
We should have paid attention
back in
middle
class. School. Yeah.
Okay, great. So this is one. Okay, this one, speaking of Megan, this was sent in by Megan, but she said it's in Australian, it's pronounced Megan. Did you know that?
It sounds like something, I know they're from New Zealand, but it sounds like something that Flight of the Conchords would say. Megan.
Okay, great. Yeah,
so sure. So I believe it.
She says it's pronounced like Megan in Australia, so hopefully that means I'm free of the ATWWD Megan hate. We'll see.
We'll see.
Just kidding. Megan says, hello to two of the grooviest cats in the game, the bad boy of podcasting, Alexander Xanadu Schieffer, and bad girl Cree Cree. Bad girl. I didn't even care what she sent in at that
See,
the
now,
point.
Now I'm like, yeah, we love Megan's here.
Bad girl Cree Cree, human embodiment of a unicorn. That's so nice. I found this on a Facebook page and did some hunting to find where it's from. It's a Google review of a restaurant slash bar called Frankie D's in Lutz, Florida. So, love the podcast. Mates, thanks for all the laughs.
Oh my God.
Love from Sydney. So
Megan called us mates.
I know, I feel really special. So this one actually I've seen, and I think people have tagged us in it as kind of like a meme,
mm-hmm.
but, and I think you may have actually retweeted it on the account, but I never really got to like fully read it.
Yeah,
so I'm going to read it here.
Okay. Let's hear it.
So thank you, Megan. Probably other people sent this in too, to be honest, but she actually went through the trouble to find where it was from. So
okay.
That was nice.
Appreciate that.
David gave Frankie D's 1 star. Don't bother calling for takeout. They put you on hold and never come back. And then we got an owner response from Frankie D's.
Yep.
Who I imagine is Frankie D.
I think I know this
himself.
One.
Yeah, you do. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. This is bad.
Frankie D, owner, responded. Sorry for your inconvenience. The server taking your order had a seizure while doing so and couldn't complete the process. When you showed up to retrieve your order and it was not ready, even though there was an ambulance in front of the restaurant and we were tending to the medical emergency at hand, we offered to complete your order at that time. I am sorry that you declined and chose to instead complain in a public forum. End of response.
That is awful.
What a dickhead.
So awful.
Like the guy showed up.
Yeah.
Saw a man in an ambulance.
So knew all of that went, like, and knew then, at least something went down.
And still needed to complain.
Still needed to complain.
That makes me feel better about the 1-star reviews we get. It's like, sometimes I don't think you can do anything to please people.
Exactly. Yeah. That's true. But what I like about this story is this was all over the internet now. So, like, that location
hopefully
sure.
I hope this man was shamed into writing nicer, or at least thinking before writing.
Or at least they got 1,000 more 5-star ones
or that
to counteract that one negative one. That's ridiculous.
Agreed. Or everyone who does write 1-star reviews knows that any minute now they could be plastered all over Twitter.
That too.
So thank you, Megan. And
thank you Megan.
Probably to everyone else who tweeted that at us or sent it.
Can I just call all like Megan's Megan?
I kind of like it. Don't you?
I love it.
Yeah.
That's much better.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Especially when they call me a bad boy.
Okay. Bad girl Creaky. Our cousins used to call me Creehy.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You're they didn't.
We'll find out in a couple weeks.
That's
when we
like
see
when
them
I, Francisca is always like, remember when you tried to make people call you Chrissy Kiwi? I was like, first of all, you weren't born yet, so don't even.
Oh my God.
I tried to make it a thing.
Yeah,
Chrissy Kiwi did not catch on.
Didn't work.
Listen, it's in the past.
And let's hope it doesn't.
Bad girl Creaky.
Coming
at you.
Yep.
Your turn.
I've got one in from Chrissy. Chrissy said...
Chrissy Kiwi?
Chrissy Kiwi says, reminds me of the sugar-free gummy bears reviews.
Oh, dear God.
So you know it's going to be juicy. This is of Jordan's Skinny Syrups Sugar-Free Coffee Syrups Pumpkin Harvest Collection.
I threw up in my mouth again.
So it's stuff like pumpkin caramel, pumpkin cheesecake, pumpkin spice,
coffee syrups. Oh my God.
These are coffee syrups.
Oh my God.
I know.
This sounds like something you would drink, your praline latte.
Okay, leave praline lattes out of this. Why wouldn't you compare it to a pumpkin spice latte, which is...
You'd probably also drink that.
I have, and they're great. Today, I had the cloud...
Macchiato?
Caramel macchiato. It was so freaking good.
Yeah, those are pretty good.
Huh? So good. You can't deny that. The cinnamon one? I just had the regular... I don't know.
They're so good.
Oh, so good.
Not vegan.
What is it?
It was a whole thing because Ariana Grande was the one who, like, introduced the drink, but she's vegan. But the drink has egg whites, so it's not vegan. It's a whole thing. Yeah, listen.
Awkward. Okay.
Eva and M taught me a lot on tour.
Jeez, I didn't know about that.
My brain is filled with useless knowledge.
Well, I'm not vegan, so I'm pescatarian.
Oh, thanks for it. We all wanted to know. Thanks.
It's a thing now that I do.
I know.
Shoehorn it in when I can. Right. Okay, let me read this review. Okay. It's an Amazon review of one of those coffee syrups. By Teresa. 3 stars. Title is, A Delicious Yet Traumatizing Way to Drop Some Unwanted Pounds. These products, along with a lovely pumpkin aroma and taste, are also perfect for those looking to drop a few pounds. And it's not because they are zero calorie. I've completely cleansed my entire digestive tract on average 3 times an hour in the past 24 hours. It starts with a slightly annoying but not major stomach cramp. Nothing big enough to draw too much attention or caution to, but it's definitely a sign of things to come, more fitting, a sign of things to go, which will be anything and everything in your gut, large and small intestines, for hours to come. It then turns into a slight sweat that begins on your brow, upper lip, and tops of your cheeks. Then, faster than you are able to wonder, why am I sweating? It hits you like a Moab in a Taliban bunker.
God.
Stay near your restrooms if you can, because once it hits, it hits. There's no, let me walk down 2 flights of steps to the restroom. Only hard, fast action you have absolutely no control over. Incidents people will be talking about at the office holiday party for years to come. I thought at first perhaps I had somehow eaten something covered in E. coli and was about to run to the ER for help. I realized I'd have to wait a few days because I wouldn't be able to make it to an ER without needing to have the interior of my vehicle detailed after the trip had I tried to make the trek in the beginning. The first 12 hours are the worst. As you sit on the toilet huddled over in pain, you are left to face the fact your possible addiction to pumpkin spice everything may have you knocking on death's door. Your life as you know it may end. You will be alone and sweaty with a tear-stained face, lying dead on the floor in a public restroom. Overwhelming feelings of regret will flood your thoughts. Things you haven't done, people you haven't appreciated, and places you haven't seen. After the darkness comes the light. Hang in there, you're going to make it. Things have calmed down 35 hours after my cup of coffee, and I've dropped 4 pounds. End of review.
My watch just notified me, please start breathing. Please start breathing again, and I can't. I can't. That was so... Listen, I have IBD. You have IBS. I can't listen to these reviews.
Yeah, my stomach hurts right
my
now.
My empathic response is too strong.
It's bad, huh?
Thank God I'm allergic to sugar-free stuff, because I think my life probably would have ended a long time ago.
Oh. Gross.
So gross, but like beautifully written.
Yeah, and I think that one was... Yeah, a little less gross than usual.
Yeah, I don't super love the ones that are like, it rocketed out. And I'm like, yeah, like, I don't,
very graphic.
I don't need to know that.
That one at least wasn't graphic.
Yeah, it was just very poignant, almost.
It was yes, quite.
Makes you really appreciate your loved ones, you know?
Yeah, I do. I do now. I didn't. Now I do.
Okay, my next review was sent in by Rachel. And Rachel says, hi, Alex and Christine. Thanks for keeping me entertained at work.
You're welcome.
Here's a review of the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, a minor league baseball team, which you know how much I love.
Yeah.
Here,
Fort Wayne, Indiana? Or
I assume so. Fort Wayne, yeah.
Fort Wayne what?
Tin Caps.
I love that name.
I do too.
Oh my God. Is that like a Johnny Appleseed reference or something? Because it's an apple. Their logo is an apple with a tin cap on.
Oh
I don't
my
know.
God.
I love this. Yeah, the name Tin Caps was chosen... following the 2008 season, alluding to John Chapman, better known as Johnny Appleseed.
Oh, that makes me happy. I love minor league baseball. I wish they were treated better. They're not treated fairly.
Yeah.
And paid fairly, but...
It kind of sucks being in LA. I mean, we have great baseball, obviously. We have the Dodgers here.
Yeah.
But then the closest minor league baseball team, they're like a few, but they're all at least an hour away. I don't think that counts for traffic, so that's just far.
Well, I'm a Yard Goats fan, so through and through.
True.
Okay, so this is a review of the Fort Wayne Tin Caps by William. It's a one-star review. I know. It hurts, doesn't it?
Disgusting.
One star. It rained. End of review.
Fuck that.
You know what I think is happening?
Tell me.
I think someone named William Rockwood is trying to get a William Rockwood theme night.
That must be it.
Just like Helen.
That's sick.
McGuckin.
That's sick.
Helen McGuckin got it. And now here come all the copycat killers.
Oh, that's true. They put Helen McGuckin on parade and now everyone's going to write one-star reviews. Sneaky.
I'd like to think that that's... Well, no, because it's just a shitty thing to do.
It is.
It rained.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's like those people who are like, I gave this one star because I don't want other people to find out
about
it.
Oh, I hate that. I just want it to go out of business so no one can appreciate it. Okay.
Yeah, that's so dumb.
Anyway, your turn.
Okay, so this next one is from Samantha. Samantha says, this review is from one of our regulars at my work. The worst part is that I knew who he was just from the peanut butter quote.
Oh, God.
You're welcome.
I'm excited for this peanut butter quote.
I see. I like that because that set it up nicely. So this is of a Whole Foods in Indianapolis, Indiana.
And so she works there?
Yes.
Oh, cool. Okay. I like when people send in reviews of their own work.
Yes, I agree. This is a 5-star review by Roger. This review is for Allegro Coffee in Whole Foods. Get some Nitro Brew! It is buried behind construction on the north side of East Market Street, or accessible next to the hot food bar in Whole Foods. This weekend I had an exhausting experience picking macaroons at Whole Foods.
Sounds like he's picking them from a, like from
plucking
a berry
them
patch.
From a tree.
Picking macaroons, it was exhausting.
The buy five, get one free combo really messed with me. $10 well spent. I was able to pick 5 with my counterpart, but number 6 took a great deal of thought. After an exhausting 5 minutes, we decided to keep it simple and settled on coconut. Upon picking up that coconut macaroon, yes, I used a tissue, I realized I did not have the resolve to make it all the way to the peanut butter poop machine. I needed help.
Sorry, slow down. What?
The peanut butter poop machine.
Cool, great. Glad I'm still in the exact same mental space I was 5 seconds ago.
What I love is they included a picture.
Oh,
not,
good.
Sorry, a video of the peanut butter poop
Would
machine.
Would prefer not
and
to see that.
One of those moments where I guffawed downstairs when we were looking at these was viewing this video.
Okay.
It's one of those machines where you put the peanuts in and the peanut butter
I've
comes out.
I've literally never seen that.
You've never seen that?
No.
Oh, my God. It's like it grinds the peanuts for you.
That's so cool.
Oh, it's very cool.
I go to Whole Foods pretty regularly.
Let me show you this video.
I'm a pescatarian, in case you were wondering.
Shut up. I'm not saying that.
Okay. What is that?
Look
okay.
at see this video?
Sure. Oh!
See what he means?
Wait, what did he say about it?
Peanut butter poop machine.
Oh, see what he means. Yes. In that regard, yes, I absolutely. It looks like clumpy froyo coming out of a machine.
He also included a picture of plucking macaroons.
Plucking.
And holy shit, does he pluck. Look at this. It's like a whole thing. This Whole Foods is incredible.
Yeah, wait a second. Samantha, where in the hell is this Whole Foods?
Indianapolis.
Seriously?
Yeah.
What? My LA location doesn't have this shit?
I worked in Indianapolis for a bit. Never went to that Whole Foods. I regret it. Anyway, we're not even done yet. So he just said he didn't have the resolve to make it to that peanut butter poop machine.
I see. Even though he has a video of it. From probably
see,
previous.
See, that was a spoiler.
Oh.
Just wait.
Okay.
Just wait. I shouldn't have shown you that video yet. A few sniffs later, I caught a hint of dank-ass coffee brewing about 20 paces southwest of me, slightly masked by the fresh coffee aisle directly behind me to the north.
Does he have a compass? What is he doing?
I think he just has a much better sense of like direction.
I don't know. I think he's in the wild. He thinks he's in the wild, picking macaroons.
That's what it is.
Trying to find his way with a compass.
Watching too much Bear Grylls or something.
Yeah.
Covered in faux reclaimed barnwood stood a coffee shop, where brunch and brews were being served to a group of yuppies, of which all the females were rocking Lulu.
What? He paints a picture for sure.
Right? And literally provides, let me tell you, like 10 pictures.
Are you serious? Not of the Lulus. Please.
Only of the Lulus.
Tell me he's not posting. No, okay, God, no. Thank God.
No, there are like 10 different pictures, 3 videos in this review.
Oh my God.
Anyway, okay. My eyes instantly lit up with the words, Nitro Cold Brew. I saw that tap and almost wanted to go streaking through the store. 24 ounces of delicious coffee for $4? Yuppie crack! Moments after I saw that cold brew tap, reality struck. Basic bitches love smoothies, especially for $6. That is a good freaking price. I couldn't hate. No surprise, a couple in front of me ordered 2 smoothies, and I turned to Smeagol. All I could think about was that darned precious nitro brew. So the problem he's having is, oh no, all these people ahead of him are going to be ordering smoothies. So it's going to take forever.
I see. Okay, thank you for translating.
Fast forward. Amanda O made my freaking morning. She whipped up 2 different smoothies in under 2 minutes. By the end of the third, I had my nitro brew. I was able to get off my ass and get to the peanut butter poop machine. Life is good. The end.
What just... What?
Yes, that was Roger.
Roger, you're a star.
Roger has 575 friends, is elite 2019, has 369 reviews. Roger knows he's a star.
Roger knows you. He owns it.
He doesn't need you.
He doesn't need me to tell him that.
No way. So that's one of Samantha's regulars. I love that.
Samantha, you're so lucky.
Samantha saw that review and was like, Roger's at it again.
He's running around in his Lulus with a compass. Roger.
That whole Lulu thing, that's so bad.
Oh my God.
Ugh.
I love Raj.
Raj.
What a guy.
Yeah.
What a guy.
He's a guy, all right.
Okay, let's see. What should I show you?
Something good, please.
Okay, so this one is bizarro because, so I told you, I was saying earlier that like we have like hundreds of reviews mm-hmm. saved in this folder to go through, and I just like randomly click on them, and I clicked on one from Allison, and it said, "Hi, glad you both enjoyed my last review," and I'm like, wait.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's no way this one's also a winner, and it was, and I was like, holy crap, so we have our first dual entry, dual contestant winner. I don't know what the hell.
Congratulations, Allison.
Allison, you got something.
You don't get anything. I mean, you get something.
You get a propane grill. No, you don't. No, Steve Harvey's not in the building.
Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey. My mistake. So Allison said, glad you both enjoyed my last review of the spiritual lady at the retirement community. Of course, I went, what the hell is that? Alexander went, I have no idea. Then we went and found it.
And then you found it, read the first 2 words, yeah. And like, oh, okay, there we go.
It was Alexander read it. It was the woman who went to, she's like, I'm a spiritual entertainer.
And went to a nursing home and said it was haunted.
Like complained, wrote a bad review that the place was haunted.
So bad.
It's so bizarre. That was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Allison says, I just got back from vacation, visited one of Minnesota's 10,000 lakes. I guess we're supposed to guess which one of them.
Which one did I go ice fishing on? It's near Brainerd. I bet it was that one.
And found this gem in my inbox. So here's a review. It's by Judy. It's a 5-star review of St. Vincent de Paul Catholic Church in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota.
We love a good Catholic church.
Love a good Catholic church. Scares the hell out of us. Literally. Ba-dum-tsh. Okay, so Judy wrote a 5-star review. Thanks for all your help, even though technically you weren't really supposed to, since I'm not a church member and don't live in Brooklyn Park. Still, thank you, Pastor Oki, for the food and gas cards. I was the elderly woman temporarily living in my car, and my granddaughter works with lions, etc.
What?
Worst use of etc. ever.
Right?
Don't write etc. Explain what the
Is
hell
that
you're
lions,
talking about.
Then etc. would be the tigers...
There's oh my. Maybe.
Or like what? Actually, what, maybe. What could possibly be after the lions?
I think we're supposed to gather that for ourselves. I was the elderly woman temporarily living in my car, and my granddaughter works with lions, etc. You prayed that she wouldn't get eaten. No worries. She's alive and well. And, well, lions don't eat people. We're not part of their diet. Please pray that the majestic lion doesn't go extinct due to sports hunters and trophy hunters, or to farmers poisoning them, black magic practitioners, or starvation, disease, etc. They need your helpful prayers, too. God bless and thank you. End of review.
That was a winner.
That was...
Allison, you did give us a winner. What in the world? Well, what I'm wondering if, like, what happened is this woman is like, to her granddaughter, is like, oh, I had this guy praying for you that you wouldn't get eaten. And the granddaughter was like, that's not how this works. Like, the lion is the one that's in real danger.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need protection.
Like, she works at a sanctuary or something.
Oh, okay. Let me tell him on Yelp.
I don't think this is on Yelp.
From wherever the hell this is. I have no idea where this would possibly be.
I don't either, but I love that one of the problems is a black magic practitioner.
Yeah.
Might cause the extinction of the lion.
Well, because I think that's because
they use their parts, probably.
Oh, like, lion's tail. I don't know. I'm making stuff up. Lion's tail.
Lion's tail.
Tooth from lion.
All right.
Eye of lion.
This.
Like ivory, like the ivory trade.
Okay,
stuff
sure.
Like that.
Sure. Okay. But yeah, that is very sad. But also, I'm really glad that Judy's daughter, granddaughter, has not been eaten yet.
That's good news.
The pastor was like, "I'll pray that she does not get eaten by the lion." Thank you, pastor. Anyway,
and I do appreciate that.
Allison, that made me.
They helped her out, though, too.
No, it was so sweet. It was very sweet. Thank you, Allison.
Yes, thank you.
Save the lions, y'all.
Yeah, save them.
All right. Cool. Wait, sorry. Is I working? Okay, sorry. I just went back to figure out how Allison's connected to both of these wild reviews and how
does Allison work
she
with lions
has access to all she. It's set. It's, she's in the et cetera part.
Oh, got it.
She said, I work in local search reviews for a living.
Oh.
I notify clients when they get a review and help them deal with advising the client on how to handle. So,
that's
like,
right.
She does a noble job.
Yeah. That's kind of cheating, though.
No, it's great.
For the
cheating.
Between you and us.
It's great.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
I know, but I just love that she has access to this. So
there are people out there who read more of these than we do. Because I'm like, sometimes I'm sitting there, I'm like, there's no way in hell someone goes through hundreds of, like, McDonald's reviews.
And she has to do something about it.
Yeah.
We can just complain.
True.
Allison has to do this for a living.
That's true.
Allison, thank you for your
noble service.
Et cetera.
Et cetera. Okay, my next one is from Catherine.
Great.
Catherine says, my whole family loves your show. We now search for reviews to send each other and to send to your show. My sister found the review below of one of our favorite ice cream places, and I knew I had to submit it. I hope you enjoy.
Aww.
Oh, sorry, Kate.
Thank you, Kate.
Full name Catherine, not that it matters. Kate, but the thing is, Kate didn't provide her sister's name.
Oh, womp womp.
Sister found the review, and Kate's taking all the credit.
John and Kate plus eight. That's the only Kate I can think of.
Okay, let's stop thinking about Kate's. Except my friend Kate.
Okay.
Hi, Kate. Anyway, this is a polar cub.
Sorry, say it.
This is a polar cub in White House, New Jersey.
Okay.
5 stars from Rebecca.
This is an ice cream place?
Yes. I love polar cub. They're super fast and really nice. Every time, they are just delicious. My friend, well, she's not really my friend. Because she cheated with my boyfriend. But enough about me. That's another review. Anyway, she said she went there, and it was not good. But she is deranged. One time, though, I asked for sprinkles, and they didn't give them to me. But I got them, don't worry. Christina, if you're reading this, I hope you and Michael, if you're reading this, I hope you have fun with Christina. End of review.
Hey. Hey, bud, are you okay?
Rebecca, are you okay?
Hey, Beck, you all right over there? Holy crap.
Yep. Yep.
That's a review for another. Yeah, where is that review? I'd love to read it.
I didn't find it.
Girlfriend?
No, I know. I didn't find it.
I'll go get ice cream with you.
Yeah. Well,
I think Rebecca could use it. I know my name might, sponsor some bad memories, but I promise not to cheat on cheat on your boyfriend or whatever it was that happened.
Rebecca reviewed 11 places. 9 of them were 5 stars. 1 was 4 stars and 1 was 3 stars.
She deserves better than Michael and exactly. Christina.
Except the 3-star has me a little bit wary of her. No. It's of Cracker Barrel. So the fact that someone could give Cracker Barrel less than 5 is it's a little upsetting, but...
Maybe that's where Michael and Christina, you know.
Oh, true. Bad memories.
Bad memories. Oof. Okay. So, let's see which one should I do. Okay, here's one. This was sent in by Chantel. It says, hi guys, this is my second Between You and Us email. So I clearly haven't read the first, but I couldn't resist sending you this review of a shoe store in my local mall. Love the podcast. Chantel. So, this is a review by Jerry. It's a 1-star review of a local shoe store. I am here to write about my previous experience at Globo Shoes in Lime Ridge Mall. I have an annual tradition of buying myself some nice new crisp, fresh army green Crocs.
Well, oh, I was like picturing these shoes as it was going, like describe. I'm like, oh, like
leather.
Oh, these could be kind of cool. Oh, whoops.
I normally go to Factory Shoe, but I thought that I would give this place a good old toss in the noggin. The worst part is, they had Crocs, but not my army green ones. In addition, they did not have the little charms that you put in the holes. I needed to replace my number one... I needed to replace my number one dad charm from my little boy Aww. Named Logan. But I must give credit where credit is due. I am unsure of the fine lady's name. It was something weird. Oh. Like Shinny or Sheenette.
Oh my god. Please spell those for us.
Shinny is spelled S-H-I-N-N-Y.
I guarantee you her name was not Shinny.
And the other one is Sheenad. S-H-E-E-N-A-D.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Okay.
That's bad. Okay.
I am unsure of the fine lady's name. It was something weird. Shinny or Sheenad. Something along those lines. No, it wasn't.
Okay.
She saw the... I'm so sorry. It's very difficult.
Like Sinead O'Connor or something?
Maybe.
That could be.
She's just, like, helping him find his croc jewelry. Okay. She saw the anger and frustration within me, but simply mediated the situation by telling me to go elsewhere.
Well, that's probably the best advice in that situation, yes.
And he was so thankful for it.
At least he was thankful for it, true.
The fact that she was easy on the eyes definitely helped, too.
Oof.
All in all, sad experience, but amazing customer service by Shinny.
Stop trying!
I know.
Just move on.
I wish he had changed it to a third option. I do like that he picked one, though.
Yeah. He's like, it was definitely Shinny.
He's like, Sheenad. No, not Sheenad. That was that other guy. That was that guy at the bank. All in all, sad experience, but amazing customer service by Shinny. I may go back there to get my young chump Logan some crispy navy blue Crocs. End of review.
One day, my son, I will call him a young chump.
You'll call him Sheenad.
Sheenad the young chump.
Oh my god, that sounds so bad. Like a Dungeons & Dragons character.
There it is.
Sheenad the young chump. in his crisp.
I've always wanted to play Dungeons & Dragons, and now I have...
I got us a starter kit you never played with me.
You need people who want to play.
No one will play with us, you guys.
No, we really so don't. Sad. We don't.
It's so sad.
Yeah, it is sad.
Not as sad as Jerry's day at the mall, but
and Shinny's day.
Shinny.
But let's not get started on Sheenad's day.
Let's actually not. Okay, thank you, Chantel.
Thank you, Chantel.
Oh, maybe it was Chantel. Wait a second, Chantel!
It all comes together. You didn't tell us
it. You helped him find the Croc jewelry.
That's so bad. Poor Chantel now. Okay.
Your turn.
So this is my last one. This is from John. Who has this to say? Sheefers. I've only been listening a few days and I'm caught up. I found a 1-star Yelp review of a local dive bar and thought it was pretty funny. I mean, it's nothing terrible, but the reviewer did get a few chuckles out of me in the short review. Your new fan, John.
Okay.
So thanks, this is a John. Review by Daniel, a 1-star review of Bobby's Lounge in Plattsburgh, New York. I thought we could end on a little bizarre note.
Well, okay. I have one more, so.
Oh, you do?
I told you I have 7.
Well, on mine, I meant. Anyway.
Oh, okay. I mean, we're ending on a bizarre note no matter what we say, so.
Here's my final one, and I'm ending on a bizarre note.
Can't wait.
As I walked into this establishment, I immediately felt profoundly uncomfortable at the eyes that were staring at me. Usually I'm cool with being objectified, but only in the privacy of my own home. The violation of my person only continued after ordering 2 shots of Jameson, not Johnny Walker, mind you, simple salt of the earth Jameson. Having not foreseen the upcoming attack on my agency, I gave the bartender a $20 bill, something I'd received from an elderly relative during the recent holiday season, which was cherished as priceless heirloom. While admiring how the cinematography in Showtime's Escape at Dannemora was able to capture the seediness of this legendary establishment, the bartender blindsided my guest and myself with change that totaled $8. $6 per shot of Jameson, and I wondered that I may have PTSD from being blatantly taken advantage of. It's clear that the bystander effect is real because nobody in the bar did a thing to stop her. They just sat and ignored this classic example of injustice. Clearly not a place for people who have any integrity or admiration for justice. End of review.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Daniel. That's Daniel for us.
What in the world?
I don't know. That's kind of what I want to figure out.
So he essentially says he has PTSD from this experience, which is not how that...
Yes.
No. And then he says the bystander, what is he doing? Did he get a minor in psychology and he's just trying to throw it out there?
Probably something like that. Talking about being objectified by eyes.
By what? What is he talking about?
I don't know.
He only likes to be objectified in his own home? That's alarming. What does that mean? On his webcam?
Oh, maybe.
I don't know. I don't understand this.
I don't know if there's anything to understand.
That's more troubling, maybe, I think.
Probably.
I think the fact that there's no sense to this is even more troubling.
It's like senseless violence.
Senseless.
To our senses.
I think he experienced some senseless violence.
Is that what that was?
That's what he thinks it was.
Yep.
Well, thanks for that, Daniel. But also thank you to John?
Yes.
Thank you, John. Cool. Well, I'm also going to end on some weirdness.
Please do.
But it's kind of redeeming. Sort of. This is from Atira. Oh, I pronounced it correctly.
Good job.
I scrolled to the bottom to see. A lot of times people write the pronunciation
which
in there.
Which is very helpful.
Yeah, and her pronouns. So
Also very helpful.
Atira, she, her. Okay. Atira says, hey, BTSWW friends. Podcast has become one of my favorite things. Second only to reading crazy customer interaction stories from a Facebook group I'm part of. Ooh, we should be in there.
We should be in there. What the heck?
And then she says, that's what this email's about. When I worked for PetSmart, I was introduced to a fun private Facebook group for PetSmart employees. The group has since evolved into a larger community space for current and former employees of all kinds of pet stores to come together, share stories, and bond over the all-too-common experiences of working in pet retail. Let's just say the things that happen in pet retail are a special kind of crazy. I cannot even fathom.
I know, right?
I know when you did your pet stores in Salt Lake City episode, you became a little discouraged from pet store reviews after stumbling upon horror stories of hurt animals, grooming disasters, and other disheartening content. But I have to tell you that there's a fun and funny side to the pet store topic as well. Oh, okay, and then she actually wrote a side note. It's a very small font, so I don't know if I'm supposed to read it out loud. But it says, a lot of those grooming horror stories have 2 sides to the story, which isn't well represented, which I believe, seeing as most Yelp and Google negative reviews have a side that clearly isn't being represented. So
yes.
That doesn't surprise me. In this Facebook group I'm part of, members often share their store's Yelp reviews that give them a laugh. Okay, so I'm going to read these kind of out of order. I'm going to read 2 of them. This one says, a person who used to work at PetSmart checked his message requests and found this waiting for him from a stranger.
Uh-oh.
Hey, I bought a hamster H-A-N-P-S-T-E-R.
Mm-hmm. That's how you spell it.
Hey, I bought a hamster at Pecco Walago. And I think its paws is broke.
That's it?
And a review. And then at the bottom it says, if you reply, Lena will be able to call you. Like it's on Facebook Messenger.
Oh, God. Could you imagine? It's like they reply and then immediately get a call.
Or they just accept the thing.
Yeah.
Hey, I bought a hamster at Pecco Walago, and I think its paws is broke. Okay, that's disturbing.
At least they're seeking help for the hamster.
Yeah, on Facebook?
Not the way to do it, maybe, but...
Now, this one's the best. This was shared by Madeline. It's a review of a Petco in Georgia. They didn't have the food I needed. Wellness weight management. And they didn't have the dog spray I needed. Amber Wood. They have a large selection of cookies and the things that will help you kill your dog definitely. There were no customers there, only me. This place is giant! I recommend it to anyone who is looking for yums that are unhealthy and addictive. They have plenty. I don't recommend it to anyone whose goal is health and longevity. My dog eats very healthy, and I don't allow addictive crap in his diet. He's very, very healthy. Finally, and sadly, their staff called my dog a senior.
How rude.
That's so good. My dog is 11 years old, catches 2 balls at once.
It's kind of endearing how defensive she is about her dog's age.
It's like soccer mom times 4,000. Yeah. My dog is 11 years old, catches 2 balls at once, learns new commands every single week, and he is a puppy. Okay.
Wow.
I think 0 of the above statements are true. This is so bad. Since they called Bruno a senior, I've been thinking about his passing. What I'll do without him? They planted a bad seed. I will never go there again. End of review.
Oh my God.
Now I have some insider info here. Atira says that Amber Wood dog spray is actually a PetSmart product, so Petco doesn't even carry it. And also, anything over 7 years is considered senior age for canines.
Good to know.
Puppies can be 11, I guess, and catch 2 balls at once.
I mean, I get, like, calling, if you, like, love your dog and still calling it your puppy,
but, like...
When you go to a place that's trying to give you certain services and products geared towards your dog...
It's not like it's offensive. I
know, and they're
like,
not saying it to be...
Whatever, yeah. So whatever, indeed. So that was just unpleasant. That was the one I picked out of Atira's little slew of horror.
I love that.
So thank you, Atira, for peddling your slew of horrors. And also thank you for working with little aminals.
Yeah, thank you for that. We like that.
Not,
we like animals.
Not the senior ones, though.
No. Just puppies. Only what if they can catch 2 balls at once.
Amber Wood spray. What is like perfume? Cologne?
Amber Wood. That's okay. Yeah, I don't know what
also,
that is.
Also, I love that it's like wellness, weight management, food. None of that addictive crap. Lord help us.
Lord help us
I can't
all.
Imagine. I mean, people who work in retail, God bless.
Yes, indeed.
All right, that's my last one.
I'm out too.
All right.
So if you want to potentially be included in next month's episode... Send us an email, beach2sandy@gmail.com, with the subject Between You and Us.
Between You and Us. We are excited for next month's already, so send them on in and we will folder them and hopefully read them.
Sounds good.
All right, guys.
Talk to you in a couple days.
Bye.
Bye.